long. We grow them in the fall and early fall, and then we harvest them all winter long, and then they'll begin to grow again once the day lengthen in January, February. So those kind of spaces really work the best for those time periods of the year, rather than trying to grow something inside of them if your air temperatures in there get above 100 degrees.
Yeah, and I'm sure sure it does get above 100 in there. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So there
mm-hmm.
is a...
Now, yeah, go ahead.
They're just used for the shoulder seasons and wintertime, but there isn't something that really likes to get up to 110.
Well, you know, it just gets very tricky. And
yeah.
then your issue becomes cooling it, either
yeah.
with shade cloths or something that shades it, or ventilation systems or fans, you know, that whole greenhouse system. I mean, it's somewhat complicated, but
yeah.
There's very easy ways to use it. And why not utilize that space for times of the year when our gardens aren't producing for us?
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no,
that's worth thinking about.
Yeah, I was just hoping to get a really killer pepper crop someday. Mm. I never do.
Never. Well, we'll talk about that.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, one other thing that I was wondering about is, as I go around the garden, Sarah's put in a lot of flowers, and I see, oh, there's a bunch of seeds, you know, so I'll tip the seeds out and put them in an envelope and label it for later. And I got me thinking, there's probably a lot of things. Now, we've talked about garlic, of course, is worth putting aside your best bulbs and saving those
uh-huh.
to replant. But what other sort of things might we find in the garden that we might want to save for replanting next spring?
Right. Okay. So I'm in my garden right now this morning, and I'm looking around to what I did this
mm-hmm.
year. And I, earlier in the spring, I planted some heirloom lettuce. And heirloom is a